This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rows. Dynamic banter.
Hey. Huh.
Ricky, take it down. Ricky, take it down.
Yes.
Ricky, take it down. Coming to your town.
December 1st.
Yes, my friends. You want to see this shit live?
Uh-huh.
I'm not. Mike's not bringing that fucking thing.
I'll never bring this.
No.
Can't carry it. Don't even know where it is.
But you know what we will have up there? Maybe a laptop.
Yes. Probably. Safe bet. Which brings us to our first sponsor, laptops.
Hey, you ever went at a coffee shop and you're like, man, I wish there was something I could do in here for hours.
You mean like drink coffee?
Yeah, but like you can't just sit there and drink coffee. Everyone's going to think you're a psychopath.
I like coffee.
Well, now you don't have to sit there and stare at your coffee. Now you've got laptops.
Coffee.
Laptops. Laptops are specifically engineered to make you look like you're doing something at the coffee shop.
Laptop, coffee.
You ever sitting there drinking your coffee and some beautiful little floozy steps into the joint?
Floozy.
And you're like, hot damn, I wish I was doing something. So that I don't look like a psychopath. Laptops.
Laptops.
You won't look like a psychopath.
Laptop coffee.
Laptops.
Laptop coffee.
You can go on the internet. You can surf go on the internet. You can go on the internet.
You can surf the web.
Hang ten.
Click on an ad. Coffee, laptop, psychopath. Coffee, laptop, psychopath. Talking coffee, psycho, psychopath. Psychopath. Coffee laptop psychopath.
You know, as having sex with a woman coming. I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific.
Coffee.
I'm coming day and night. I'm coming day and night.
Coffee, laptop, psychopath.
Let me do my show. All right.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
We have a fun time here.
We do have fun, man. And we could have done that for like another 30 minutes, probably.
Yes.
And we could have gone into a new song. They're not all good.
And they would have all been perfect.
All been perfect.
And kind of weaved in and out of each other like a tapestry.
Right, right. Beautiful tapestry.
You got me at the end of the table. I'll clean it up.
Dude, so, Halloween just passed, and I'm real sad about it because I love my spooky Halloween. I love skeletons. Fucking love them. I fucking love skeletons!
Dude, I was at a show last night, and the comedian was like, Halloween's kind of weird for me because my grandpa's a skeleton. And I
laughed a lot at that. That's so fucking funny, dude! I love that. That's the kind of humor I like.
Sometimes I'm silly. Sometimes you get a little silly Billy Gumdrops. You would really like this comedian named Chris Estrada.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think everyone listening would really like Chris Estrada.
Is this an up-and-comer, or have you been in the scene for a bit?
Everyone you hear of, he just got a Vulture
yeah.
article.
Yeah.
He was in one of those, like, top 22 comedians to watch. And by the time somebody hits one of those lists, they've already been around for a while. But now people who write articles are starting to notice.
I love that. That's good. I like when you notice a good talent, yeah. And then all of a sudden the publications that you trust are spitting wise and throwing down truths.
Truths news,
dude. So Halloween was chill.
Uh-huh.
And
what'd you do?
I had a fun time. So on Friday, we went to go see The French Dispatch.
What is that about?
The new Wes Anderson movie.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, it was pretty hip. Symmetrical.
Good.
The acting was nice.
The acting was symmetrical.
And you know who was in it?
Steve Carell.
Why Steve Carell?
I don't know.
What made you think of Steve Carell?
He was in stuff for a long time.
No, man. Our very own Tony Revolori.
Is that... Dude, yeah. Wes Anderson loves that guy.
Loves him. CP Soup Wes Anderson.
Oh, what? That was great.
You gotta live in here to know.
Yeah. What's your memory of that place?
Oh, dude, my fucking parents would take us there.
Yeah? Because like a road trip to the place?
Well, we'd go to Solvang.
Where's that?
My parents love Solvang. It's like between here...
They sang Down with the Sickness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's between here and like a little past Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
You know where Santa Barbara is?
Yes.
Okay. It's in that direction.
Southers.
Fullerton. You ever heard of Fullerton? Well, yeah. Fullerton's where Pea Soup Anderson, or Anderson's Pea Soup, or okay. Whatever it's called.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, man, that fucking...
Pea Soup Anderson's.
I'll tell you, man. Well, I call it Pea Soup Anderson's because that's what it always looked like it's called, but I think it's called Anderson's Pea Soup.
Dude, it was introduced to me.
As Pea Soup Anderson's?
Pea Soup Anderson's.
Me too. I mean, I've only ever known it as Pea Soup Anderson's. Yeah. And it's just this like little cute cottage kind of out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And to your left is the ocean. And you could go out there at a random time of the day, and I swear to God, piss you'll right see a whale, there. And you could take a piss right into that ocean. Right from the cliff.
You could piss right into it.
You ever wanted to piss into the beautiful, sunny California ocean?
You could piss right into the ocean's open mouth.
What is that, the Pacific?
Pacific.
Pacific.
What is the smell of it? We're in the Pacific. But that place is great.
Dude, it's so good. I have great memories.
Yeah. I had a show in Reno, and we drove and we had to stop at the place. It was like part of the people who I was with. Their
they were like, "You gotta tradition. Go, yeah."
Fuck and it. I got a patch that I've been meaning to put on a hoodie or something.
No shit,
yeah,
dude, that's tight. I like that because when you're driving down that PCH or whatever the fuck road it is,
P-Soup H,
piece of that piss CH,
piss soaked H highway.
I mean, truly, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Somebody rearranged a bookshelf.
Not during the show.
Fuck.
Not during the show, Tiny Chef. So, he moved it.
Pinky and Hookie.
Dude, I'm telling you, like, it's just a beautiful, like, the whole way you drive up there, you're seeing these billboards for it. Let's take a look.
And we'll cut to a clip.
Let's get to a clip.
It's true. That's true. It is like a tourist trap, kind of. It's kind of like a
but one that's lovely. Like, it's not like a gross tourist trap.
No.
It's like they're
it's
like
a Buc-ee's but for yodelers.
The billboard says you're almost there, and like if you want to stop by, and these cute cartoon chefs.
Yeah, and they're dressed like
Like, yeah.
Why do I have yodelers in my mind? Like Oktoberfest. Kind of that vibe.
Yeah, little cottage. German kind of. Well, Swedish, I think.
Sure.
Or Dutch, maybe. One of them European places.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know that's what the sound was going to be.
You know who did?
I pushed the universe. First
the universe knew that.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's these cartoon chefs. They're wearing these little chef outfits, and they got these little chef hats on.
And they're cooking up
pea soup in a big old witch's cauldron, yeah. It kind of looks like.
And you're driving down the highway, and you're like, I don't even like pea soup.
No.
It seems like that's this place's thing.
Yeah, and it's like, look, if you don't like pea soup, you can kind of go fuck yourself. Because I'll tell you what.
And I'll punctuate that by saying this, and then that'll be it.
I mean, whatever. It's fine. It's not the best. But I'll tell you this. Pea Soup Anderson's Pea Soup.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, baby.
Top of the pops.
I'm sure there's some European parts of the world. And we'll be right back.
You put money on it.
I'll put money on that. And we'll be right back.
Let's cut to one of the more European parts of the world.
Let's talk about our sponsor, laptops. Thanks, buddy. We got Nick on the camera over there making sure it looks good. And I guess he just stepped a little closer for some reason.
Laptop psychopath.
So, what they do is, man, I'm sure in some European and some parts of the Europe, maybe. I'm sure there's parts of Europe.
Take a look at the map.
And yeah, I was
confirmed,
right.
Confirmed and we got I a couple right. parts of Europe.
Yeah, I was right. So.
Oh, boy.
I was right. So. Like you say the most generic thing and then go confirm it.
Yeah, I was right.
No, that's Neapolitan is vanilla.
I'm almost positive vanilla's in there.
Chocolate, I think. Uh-huh. And it's strawberry. It That's has
right.
to be.
That's right.
It I'm has to be. Hang up. On, let me check it out. Yeah, I was right.
The person, there are people,
oh,
man.
Absolutely.
They need to be right, and they need everyone to know that they're right.
Yeah, and if they haven't been right for like a few minutes,
yeah.
they do shit
Make
like
up
that.
Something to be right yeah. about. Yeah. My address is this.
I
yeah, 3254 Poopy Pants Street.
Wait, can you just pull it up really quick on Google?
Pull up your address.
Well, just do show my address in it.
Wait a minute. Check
the show my location button on that map there. What's that zip code? 91340. Yep, I was right.
Anyway, where did we want to go to lunch?
What, you were supposed to be impressed that you know your own zip code?
Yeah, that is the street at the corner of my street and another street. That is where that street is.
I say I was right. It really is the kicker when saying you're like, I was right. I was right. Such a douchey thing to say, really, at the end of the day.
No matter how fast you go into whatever the next conversation is.
Yeah.
That's a douchey thing to do.
Yeah, you're going to put a full stop on the conversation. You say something like that.
Yeah, just so you know, if you do that, the person you're talking to is still in the previous conversation.
And you've left them.
And they're not happy about
it. Yeah, no, they're not. But anyway, so the reason why pea soup, Anderson's pea soup, is so dang delicious, Mike.
How much money would it take to make you spend a night in a cemetery?
Do is, Mike, is they give you this, they bring it to you. They bring it to your table.
That's not how we play in this band.
It's the brothers who are both musicians, and one makes really successful meditation music, and the other one is in a failing rock band and wants to be in his brother's band so bad, so he comes in with his... Huh? What do you think?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, shit!
We need to get Andre on a little drum set. They bring you out your pea soup after you ask for it. You go, hey, can I get some pea soup? And they go, you want? Yeah. And then they bring it out.
Anybody want the pea soup?
Dude. But what they do is they bring out this gorgeous giant bowl of pea soup, and then they give you all these like fixins to like dump into the thing.
Yeah,
you got like ham cubes, you got
I don't even know what that started.
Sliced. You get
pile of schleim.
They give you a whole thing of schleim.
They give you a side of grungle.
What the fuck is that? Cheese and sour cream.
Yeah.
Cheese. They put it right in.
And it's all right there. You got a whole pile of it.
So it's like cubes. It's cubes of ham. And then there's like bacon, sliced up little bits of bacon.
Yeah. I'm almost positive that's right. Let me look.
Yeah, I'm right. And then they give you shredded cheese. And they give you chives, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They give you basically everything you put in a baked potato.
Yeah.
But you can dump this into your pea soup, and then they give you bread. And the whole thing's in a bread bowl, if you did it right.
Yeah, you could have that.
Because they toast it, and it's like kind of crispy. And then you get the whole, like, you know, the top part of the bread bowl. You rip that boy open. You dip it.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
It's like you're disappointed in everyone for not having it right now while they're listening to this.
Yeah, come on. Just order it already.
Come on. Drive to Fullerton, no matter where you're at.
Highly recommend.
It is great. I was one who wasn't big on vegetables as a kid, and I love pea soup, and I love their pea soup.
Yeah.
And I learned this from a wrestling podcast recently, is that when wrestlers were on the road back in the day, they would always order the soup because it was hot and it was ready. Whoa. So they would order soup immediately to get something in their beewies on the way to for their dinner to be ready.
Wow.
And pea soup is a great thing. They'll have it for you. If you're hungry, you're starving, you just got off the road, you're in Fullerton.
Yeah, they're mixing it up.
I need something.
Yeah.
Fill me up nice. Yeah. Hot.
And they're stirring it all day.
Cartoons standing on top of each other to stir it.
And it's a big old pot, and there's like a song playing in there, like some kind of work song.
Yeah. Sort of working song.
Something like that.
Stir the soup. Stir the soup.
Pea soup, pea soup, pea soup. Pea soup. Pea soup, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup. And then it's ready to go by the time you get there.
And there's a little fat one, and his voice is like, pea soup,
pea soup, pea soup, pea soup.
The skinny one is on top. So he's like, pea soup,
pea soup. Yeah. And then the ladies come in and go, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup, pea soup.
And the boss comes in, tell him he's just a regular person. He's like, you shut the fuck up.
Everyone shut the fuck up. I'm working in here. I don't know what you bastards are doing. I'm gonna have to stop giving you heroin for lunch. But yeah, man, that soup's ready to go. You're right. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Because they just ladle it out of the fucking cauldron. They've been stirring it all day.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Halloween was just passed, and you know, I was. We went to see French Dispatch with our boy Tony Revolori. Shout out one time, and he's so good in it, dude. Yeah, you got to see
good
it.
Actor.
Yeah, he's so good, and the movie's good too. I highly recommend it. It's just this little like, man, all of these Wes Anderson movies are just like little slices of life that are set in these really kind of joyful little pockets of like, I don't know, just like these moments. It's just like there's no like true conflict. It's all kind of just like familial, like family troubles and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And in French Dispatch, it's literally just like the premise. I won't spoil anything. It's like the French Dispatch is like this magazine.
There he goes.
And and it's all about how they make that magazine. And like Bill Murray is the lead of the, he's like the head of the French Dispatch magazine.
Uh-huh. And is he French in it?
No. I think it's just kind of like, you know, like the New Yorker. It's kind of like this elegant kind of like the French Dispatch is like this
the
nice.
The font is very small.
Yeah. And so each issue has all of these articles written by all of these different people. Excuse me. Anyway, and so each little article in the French Dispatch is like its own little short story in the movie, and each of the authors are like, you know, Owen Wilson and like you know those guys.
You know the ones. You know the ones.
Terry Rasham. Painter, Don Dangel,
Donald Down, Danger,
Down Gravel, who Wes Anderson uses in every movie. Anyway, it's just this pleasant little thing. I highly recommend it. So, and then we went to this I Think You Should Leave themed birthday party.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, so you had to come as an I Think You Should Leave character. So me and Owen and Matt Robb went as the Dangerous Knights crew, which are these guys that they go to a... Dude, I fucking love that show. It's so good. They go to a... I guess they go to a fancy restaurant and they all order steaks.
Uh-huh.
And then they pour water all over the steaks and call them sloppy steaks. And then
then the waiters get like real mad at them and chase them out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's their like dangerous night. And they're wearing like chains and like jacket, like blazers over like button ups. Okay. And like they wear like fedoras and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause the whole setup is the guy's like, I used to be a big piece of shit. And then it cuts back to him being a piece of shit with all his friends pouring water on steaks. So we all got like blazers and chains and slicked our hair back and stuff. And that was a fun time.
Did people know who you were?
Yeah, because it was like I think there were like two other people doing it also.
Oh, no one. Oh, doing the
yeah, that were also Dangerous Nights boys.
Yeah.
Sloppy Steaks guys.
Yeah.
But man, it's so funny. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. But
man, that's so fun to have a show so good that people dress up like your
dude,
jokes.
Yeah, for real, dude. Mm. For real. Like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And there's so many sketches in that show that lend to like weird, fun Halloween costume ideas. Yeah. So everybody was like, went all out. It was real fun. But I created a character for Halloween because I knew I was going to go to maybe a couple of Halloween parties.
Sure.
Sure. I'm a young guy.
It's manifesting. Manifesting plans. Planifesting.
I wanted to go out and do some Halloween trick-or-treats.
Yeah.
It's like someone opened the door to another room where a piano is playing and they just all right. Yeah, I was right.
I knew it.
So I created a Halloween character because I was, you know, my thing was like, if you're gonna go to a bunch of Halloween parties, or if you're gonna try to go to a bunch of Halloween parties, you need to get a costume, right? You got to get something good.
Yes.
And if you're a funny boy, you got to have a funny kind of costume, right? People expect it. You could get lazy and do whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cat ears.
Cat ears. And you could say, I'm cat.
I'm a cat.
Or like, I'm cat, a catch 22. Or like, you know, you come up with some stupid thing where you're like, okay, I get it, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, I didn't want to just, go buy like a Spirit Halloween outfit. Dr. Seuss's Cat in a Hat.
That's really funny, though.
It is very funny. And I think
grown up in the park, just like a very like kid, Red Ranger. Like you're the
Paw
only
Patrol
Ranger.
Dog.
I'm a detective.
I think I could have pulled that off 5 years ago.
Yeah.
If I did it now, I'd be like, I don't think this is a good idea, dude. You don't want to be in these like little kid outfits.
No, it's cool.
No,
it's Halloween, baby. No,
yeah, man. Everyone comes out with their tricks on Halloween.
I'm a little Dr. Seuss.
Come on, guys. It's just tricks on Halloween.
I'm a little Son of Anarchy.
So I wanted to do something kind of fun, and so I like those big inflatable outfits that blow up full of air, because you could just wear like your pajamas underneath it. You can wear your underwear and a tank top
and a fan,
and then there's just this fan on you all night. Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a life hack for Halloween.
I like the ones that make it look like you are being carried around by
love
something.
Them. Yeah. Love them.
Dinosaur. Or,
yes.
Yeah.
Dude, riding on something.
Yeah.
So I went through, I have one where I have like several of these because I love them so much. I have one that's a big giant ostrich and it looks like you're riding on an ostrich. Okay. I have one that is a big giant rooster. So it looks like you're riding on a rooster.
That was my favorite Alice in Chains song.
Riding on a rooster. Yeah.
Yeah. Riding on a rooster.
So yeah, I got the big rooster, and then I've got a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I got a cat.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a dinosaur. I got a Reptar. I got like a bunch of them. So anyway, but I've done those already.
Uh-huh.
I've been done about them. It ain't about the jewelry.
You've said it before.
Oh, man, do we got to talk about that guitar thing that fucking DJ Khaled did?
Yeah, because I have a theory.
All right. Anyway, so real quick. So I was looking through Amazon for these big blow-up costumes, and I was like, all right, I got to do something fun this year.
Uh-huh.
And I found this, like, I guess it's like a suit Like, you know the guy from Monty Python who eats too much?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a shirt with that guy on it, and it just says, "Ugh, I'm gonna fucking puke."
Just if you've never seen him before, that looks like
yeah, it just looks like what he's saying.
Dude, having a famous character in a movie is something they did not
say. I love it. It's my favorite. It's my favorite thing, dude. There's one with like Gandalf. I think it's got Gandalf, and it has a Harry Potter quote, and it says like Captain Kirk under it.
Dude. That's fun. That's
anyway,
fun thing.
So it's this big, like the guy from Monty Python who's gonna explode.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what can I do? Oh, and it comes with like a stupid top hat. So you look like a big giant business guy from the 1920s.
Like a debutante.
Yeah. So I was like, oh man, what can I do? Oh, so I created this character, and I was the mayor of Hollywood.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
And I bought a sash from Etsy that says Mayor of Hollywood on it.
Oh, you are what my shows want.
Dude, you should have the Mayor of Hollywood open one of your shows.
Yeah.
Or like do an intro or something.
Dude, that would be so funny because I've said that to my friends who are like bombing before. Yeah. I've been like, the king of Hollywood. And you just bombed in front of the king of Hollywood.
Dude, there should be a feud between the mayor of Hollywood and the king of Hollywood.
What are you doing on Friday?
I mean, I'm around. Sure, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right, I'm in.
That's going to be really funny. That's going to be really, really funny.
With trumpet. Dude, and so I had all this money stuffed into my pockets, and I was like throwing hundreds at people and like tipping people and stuff.
Good.
And I had this big light up LED cigar, and that was the whole bit. I wanted to have two monocles. Keep them open. Like, you've got this face like this the whole time.
Surely there's an easy way.
I'll take a martini, dear. Don't skip on my mouth.
I'll take a martini or a little piece of tape.
Any adhesive will do.
You sound like the Monopoly guy.
Yeah, well, you gotta talk like a debutante, like a kind of like a hey baby 1920s type of talk.
What are those transatlantic bicycles called?
Oh, a penny farthing. Dude, even that word just takes you back in time, doesn't it?
That's like that word looks like those people.
It instantly takes you back in time. Yeah. That's fun. All right. Anyway, so I was real proud of my costume and people enjoyed it.
Good.
And I thought it was kind of like, it was a little lazy because I did just buy the costume, but I made the sash and I put the whole thing into it and like had all my money and I was the mayor of Hollywood.
Good.
And it's so funny.
I really gave out $5,000.
Yeah, I went to the bank before I went to the party. I'm in big trouble.
By the way, if you saw me on Halloween,
please,
I'm gonna need that money.
Please,
back.
I beg of you. It's not funny anymore.
No.
But yeah, man. So I was real happy about that. So I've been like, because like, dude, it's so hard for me to like make a costume.
Mm.
And you want to, when you're like a big goofball, you want to have fun on Halloween and you love it. I mean, I love to go out to the parties and stuff in costumes and go out in costumes and do stupid shit. Cause it's like the only time that you can really do it without people going like, what's this guy going to do? You know,
what's this guy going to steal?
Yeah. Oh, let's watch this guy for a second. But yeah, it's the only time where you kind of...
So the problem you normally have...
is people screaming at me, if I wear a big, dumb costume. And sometimes I just want to wear a big, dumb costume.
Sometimes it's March 12th, and I just want to look like I'm riding a runaway...
a giant runaway rooster! And just run at full speed. Oh, fuck! Fuck! Like, down the side.
Jumping over stuff.
Please slow down!
I'm imagining it like not even blown up.
No, it's like flapping everywhere.
And like it's clearly you.
Yeah, but the music, but there's got to be there's got to be like real action music playing. Yeah. Oh god. No, we got to, what are we going to do?
Why do people hate the song, man? Why do people hate it?
You know, man, I think it's just like, it's really strange.
Everything is strange.
I know, but it's just like a strange.
But it's also nice.
There's something weirdly, there's just something so odd about it. Yes, like, yeah, it's nice, like, but it's not like, it's nice. Totally, it's nice. And the whole message of it is nice.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little Christmas ditty. But it also is so strange that you can't help but be, like, hypnotized by it when you hear it. You know what I mean? Like, when you hear it, you're like, fuck, what is that? And then you're like, oh, it's Christmas. And you feel all the nice shit about Christmas, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, like, there's just something about it. It leaves you feeling really, like, unsettled.
I don't think you could put that on everybody.
Yeah, no, maybe not. But that's, but from a perspective of someone that finds it so fucking strange and weird, and like, the more we talk about it, the more we like analyze it, the more we think about it, the more you like obviously start to find and appreciate more of an appreciation.
I mean, there's something about a song that we've been talking about for 6 years.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah, that was already
in the
40 yeah. years old before we yeah. even yeah
and was a hit song like yeah. for a while, so
played all over the place every
yeah,
year
yeah. And it's interesting because like certainly there's
the
only
candy corn of songs.
Right, there's like a baker's dozen Christmas songs that like will stand the test of time that were not the non-traditional ones yeah. And I think certainly Wonderful Christmas Time is in there
yeah.
But it's just, you know, yeah, like I went from like hating it to appreciating it, but also finding it very unsettling and strange.
It's weird. Every year I'll say this, but the more you explain it, the more it sounds exactly like something that you would love.
I know.
For every reason.
I know. And I think that's why I'm like in the appreciation era of yeah. it for myself.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate it now more than ever. Because of how it, like much we've talked about it.
We should get all the lyrics tattooed on that. Love it or hate it.
Or just the keyboard that does that sound.
The Moog.
Just, yeah, the Moog.
Yeah.
But man, it's really that synth that's so strange. And it's just there the whole song and it never leaves.
Just figuring out an instrument.
It's just smacking you in the face the whole song.
Yeah.
And it's like this, it's like coming towards you.
It's like an encroaching Christmas song.
It really is.
Christmas
it feels like,
is encroaching is the yeah, message.
It's coming in whether you want it or not.
Right.
And the tempo beat of it is like it's coming at you. And it's so weird to me. Here it comes.
Coming.
All right, where are we at here? Should we do some ads? All right, let's do some ads. Okay. And then let's talk about this fucking DJ Khaled thing. This is the ad. This is the ad. This is the ad. This is the ad.
It's been.
On GB today. They are good. Yeah, they are great. Sign up at the end of the show and it's great.
Let me do- Guys, MeUndies. Let's talk about MeUndies, huh? We love MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now. And are you ready for mashed potato season, guys? AKA turkey with gravy and cranberry sauce season. Here it comes. Here comes Thanksgiving. AKA every kind of pie. Every kind of pie. Every kind of pie. MeUndies is here with the softest and stretchiest undies in the game. So you can be ready in 4 seconds or even thirds. MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching. What happened to that guy? How did that happen? I'm kind of scared we have the power to throw people into a void. That throws them into a digital void.
Into the digital void.
Into the digital void.
Let's get digital.
Digital void.
Into the digital void.
We're going 3, 2, 1.
Into the digital void.
And then you just have people going into the digital void.
Into the digital void.
Guys, these MeUndies we've been talking about and the whole time are the best underwear you can get. I'm not even kidding. They're so comfortable. I love them so much. And I'll tell you, they're an essential for the holiday season. Those onesies, oh man, they stretch to fit your body, and I'll tell you what, man.
They're perfect. You stay in them for a week for the holidays.
Absolutely. You're steaming your own dumplings in those onesies. With adventurous prints to choose from and plenty of ways to match everyone in the family, give your gratitude some attitude this Thanksgiving season with MeUndies. Holy shit. Digital void is scary, man. It's terrifying. I don't want to go into the digital void. I don't think you come out when you go into the digital void.
Digital void.
Into the digital void.
Into the digital void.
Undies and loungewear made out of soft, breathable, stretchy fabrics that are perfect for everything from pre-dinner activities to post-dinner naps. Clock shoe, I'm sleeping. Seriously, you won't even care if the turkey's a little dry with undies this comfortable. Available in sizes extra small through 4XL in tons of styles, primps, and fabrics. MeUndies has a little something for everyone at the table. even grandpa. So guys, get 15%. This is the weirdest ad for anything ever. What's happening? It doesn't make sense.
Into the digital void.
So guys, if you want to go into the digital void and get 15% off your first order at MeUndies, free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter.
Into the digital void.
Thank you so much, Mian, for taking us into the digital void. What's that even mean?
Don't, dude, don't even think about
going into the digital void without me on these.
Imagine going into the dude. Imagine going into the digital void without me on these.
That's the tweet.
Oh god, I gotta go home, Mike. We gotta end the show.
Into the digital void.
Oh, I gotta go to the beach and cool off. You don't mind, do you?
It's me going into the digital void.
Guys, let's talk about Tushy. Now, I want to give my family and friends something more memorable than a gift card this holiday season, because that's boring and dumb, and nobody likes you after you do that. But it can be tough to think of a meaningful gift, and that's why you get a gift card. But I want to gift something useful, yet unique, cool, yet eco-friendly, and techie, but actually affordable. And easy to use and put together, you know what I mean? Well, Hello Tushy bidets tick all them boxes. Buying for a lot of family members? Well, Tushy bidets, Hello Tushy's bidets are a great gift for a family full of butts. No, I just added that part.
That's good. Very good.
You got a family full of butts out there?
How many butts do you have in your family? Shout them out.
I'll tell you right now. A bidet is the gift that keeps on giving, because all year round, you're going to have the cleanest tush in the neighborhood. And that's more better than socks. And here's the deal, guys. Why don't you stop spreading your business around your butthole with toilet paper?
Please, I'm begging.
Spreading it all around. Like, you're just causing a little bit. Like, you know what you're doing? Like, imagine. Let's imagine this for a second. Put down a chocolate chip on your table.
Do it right now.
Right now. Run and grab a chocolate chip. Now smash it down. And then get a piece of paper and wipe it around the table. And that's exactly what you're doing on your butthole.
Yeah.
With that dry ass piece of paper. So here's the deal. Why don't you come into the future? Step on in. Go through the digital void. Come out the other end in the future. The future.
The future.
The future.
The future. Into the digital.
Because here's the deal. These bidets, they wash your bum, clean you right off. It uses water. The best way to clean off anything. You gotta get water in there at some point. And you get it cleaner clean than with toilet paper. You simply spray and you pat dry, and it attaches to your existing toilet. There's no electrician or plumber needed. It installs in less than 8 minutes, guys. So you don't have any excuses here. You just do it. You know, what a gift to give to your family. You know what I mean? I gave my parents a bidet, and they used it, and they were too scared to keep using it.
Why?
They were scared of it. But you know what? That's on them, and I think that's stupid. And I've disowned them because of it.
That sucks, man. The holidays are going to be different.
The holidays are going to be a little bit different. But you know what? I can't stand people in my life living in the past, wiping down a big mess with dry paper, and thinking that that's the way to go about your day.
Just on your family if they don't use a bidet.
And I'll tell you what else Hello Tushy does. It cuts down your TP use by 80%, saving money and paper waste. So why don't you make the restroom your best room with the complete Tushy system?
Make the restroom the best room.
Including the Tushy bidet attachment, ottoman, toilet brush, and Tushy stand and tissues. Why don't you join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now who take care of their Yule logs the dignified way? So give the gift of a clean bum to yourself and your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/banter. That's hellotushy.com /banter. You get 10% off and you get free shipping. Thank you, Hello Tushy.
Thank you.
Satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming. I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific. I'm coming day and night. I'm coming.
Let me do my show. Stop lying in the audience. Stop lying in the audience.
Please welcome.
About Quip, and I'll tell you, here's the deal. Tell you something about Quip. Quip goes right into my mouth, and it stays there as long as I want it to stay there. Do you understand? And here's the deal, guys. Good health starts with good habits, and Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to care for your mouth. Here's the deal, guys. We've got the Quip electric toothbrush, and it's loved by over 7 million mouths, and has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute clean. So it tells you when to switch places in your mouth so you can get that dentist-recommended clean of your mouth. Are you on top of your brushing? No big deal. You can upgrade your Quip with a new smart motor so you can track and improve your brushing with the free Quip app, which is super cool, actually. It gamifies brushing your teeth, and I think that's awesome. And here's the deal about that. Behind the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine. Okay? Well, we're talking about a floss string that expands to clean with the awesome floss pick.
Awesome floss pick.
That's super cool. I love it. I put it in my back bag, and I've got it in there when I need it. And there's that refillable mouthwash we've talked about. That's a 4x concentrate, which is plus deliciously good for you and the planet.
Delicious.
So guys, we love Quip. We use Quip, Mike and I, big fans of Quip. So if you want to support the show and you want to get your own support in your mouth with your good oral habits, you can go to getquip.com/banter. That's spelled GETQUIP.com/banter, and you can get those Quips. How about a first refill free at Get Quip? Quip, the Good Habits Company.
Get quimp. Guys, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is great because it's there for you if you need help. And I'll tell you what, I need help. Mike needs help. Everybody needs help. Every single person you know probably needs help. And I bet you could go up to every single one of those people and ask them if there's something that interferes with their ultimate happiness, if there's something that is blocking them from achieving their ultimate goals, and something that maybe they can do with the assistance of a professional therapist, connect in a safe and private online environment. And it's so convenient that you can start communicating in under 48 hours with someone. And here's the deal, guys. It's not a crisis line. We've talked about that. And it's not self-help.
Even though it would seem like you're helping yourself by doing it.
It is professional counseling done securely online. And that's what it is above all. And here's the deal. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. And here's the deal. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And here's the deal. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is also available. And here's the deal, guys. The service is available worldwide, so you can find the particular expertise you need online. And don't limit yourself to the counselors located just near you. All right? And everything and anything you share is confidential, and here's the deal. It's convenient, it's professional, it's affordable. So here's the deal. We want you to start living a happier life today. So as a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/banter. You can join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/banter.
Here's the deal.
We want you to be happy, so here's the deal.
I don't give a fuck.
Here's the deal.
Jackpot.
Here's the deal. Jackpot.
I don't give a fuck.
Jackpot.
Y'all heads wouldn't have nothing to cluck about it.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous.
You wrote it.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. He's got a gun.
What the fuck is happening?
Don't be ridiculous. He's got a gun.
How many Valky Bar Takamas do you have loaded up on this thing?
Don't be ridiculous. He's got a gun.
You wrote it. You wrote it.
Don't be ridiculous. He's got a gun.
Man, that was a lot. That was a lot. People seem to be having it.
People enjoyed that.
Do we have history pants?
We do, but do you want to talk about DJ Khaled or you want to do that next time?
I don't know. There's nothing really to talk about.
So DJ Khaled was given a guitar
by Bob Marley's family. It's not even really about the guitar.
It's not about the guitar. But he was given a guitar and decided to play it. He was being filmed while he was given the guitar.
Yeah.
They filmed him.
Yes.
Receiving the guitar. And then he
I think he's doing it on purpose.
You think so, man?
I think that there is a generation of people who are like, this is how stuff gets spread on the internet.
So you should do this?
No.
Or someone was just like, this should be on the internet after they saw him do it.
No, I think somebody's like, I think DJ Khaled is like, this is the kind of stuff that gets spread around on the internet. And then he did that.
You really think so?
I do think so.
Get a close up, get a close up, get a close up of the case, the guitar. You know what I'm saying? And a special note from the Marley family.
All right, so here he is playing.
DJ Khaled, we're excited to share this new guitar with you. As someone who has an appreciation for Bob Marley's life and music, we want you to be one of the first to play the Guilty.
Which is very nice.
Very nice.
Based on
very
Bob's nice at home songwriting guitar from 56 Hope Road. This guitar inspired songs that help
once he start playing,
the world, and we hope it gives you inspiration
right now.
As well. Come on in
to the digital war.
Don't be ridiculous.
Like, he's never played a guitar in his life.
And, like, he made a face like...
like he was doing well.
Yeah. And at one point, he looks at the camera like, and he goes, see this, motherfucker? See this?
The top comment says, would have sounded better without strings.
How many likes on that? 30,000.
Yeah. No, 12,000.
12,000 people read that and were like, yeah. Fuck. Dude, having the top rated comment on a thing is very funny.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
It's a good, yeah. Because, dude, there used to be YouTubers that would take the top comment on a music video and turn it into like a parody of that music video.
Yeah.
And that was their like whole shtick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Songs to wear pants too.
It totally worked.
Yeah.
And it's a fun gimmick.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, shall we some history roads?
Please.
What is hearing feedback?
Is it this? No. But this is all down.
I don't give.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
All right, here we go.
DJ Khaled on the guitar. Long ago, long
without history. Oh my goodness gracious.
Dude, that's funny.
That's funny.
Dude, that's very funny. I love that.
Me too, man. Good bit.
I love that.
Okay. This email comes from Easton, and it says, public shame for a fart.
You hate to hear it.
You really do. Hi, Mike and Steve.
Hi.
All one word with an E-N between. or with an N between our names.
Apostrophe.
Mike and Steve, I wanted to tell you about the time my sister accidentally made fun of a stranger for farting in public.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you.
My sister and I...
What are you, a disgusting pig?
Fuck you, old man. Fuck you.
My sister and I have been browsing our local Books a Million.
What is that?
No idea. And we're making...
I think it's a bookstore.
Let's find out. Check your phone. What do you think? Mike's going to look it up.
I think Books a Million is a bookstore.
All right. Well, let's see.
Books a Million near me. It's a bookstore. I was right.
I was right. And, Oh, fuck. That's so funny. I love it. That's really funny. I forgot to put in my... Oh, there we go. Someone's cooking on the Vitrola.
Digital void. I said. There's a digital void.
They were leaving the Books a Million, and he said, Easton continues. I was leading the way, and I made eye contact with this nerdier-looking girl. She gave me such a strange, sheepish look. Someone on the xylophone's killing it right now.
This is my
chance. Is
that
Lou?
Lou on the xylophone? Xylophone?
Lou xylophone?
We call him Lou because he's xylo. Does one of you for any rips it up, he really xylo.
We xylo'd him. Stupid.
As I was asking myself in my head why she was so deliberately giving me this look, a doily stench crept in my nose. A doily?
I stopped paying attention for a
the
second.
A doily stench crept in my nose. It was the smell of a stranger's fart. They always smell worse. I didn't immediately know why she gave me that look. My sister, who was immediately behind me and didn't see the girl, started laughing because she thought I was the culprit of the stank.
But she had to be coming from somewhere so close.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think she thought he had dealt it?
I'm kind of in the market of smelting it.
I'm a simple man. I smell it, I dealt it.
She follows up her laugh with, okay, 2D.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude, from Facts of Life.
To chastise me for farting in public. Mm-hmm. The nerdy girl was definitely within earshot. I told my sister, stop! Which made her laugh even harder because she thought yeah. I was conceding to the fart.
Yeah.
So that girl probably thinks my sister is an asshole. Love you guys. Thanks for making me laugh all the time.
That's fun. I kind of wish I was hoping for more of a confrontation.
Me too.
But I do still like it.
Yeah. Someone has decided to name themselves Baja Blast. Sends in what they call an archival avenue, saying, fun. Greetings, dynamic gentlemen. I just wanted to thank you guys for everything you've made over the years. It's crazy to me that Dynamic Banter started the summer after I graduated high school, and now I have graduated college as of this May.
Wow.
Humboldt County Bray Egg. Wow.
How long have we been doing this show?
I guess like five years maybe? Does that sound right?
I wonder if there's any way to find out.
I wish there was a way to find out. I can't even confidently. I can't even be confident about it.
I'm going to say 6 years ago. Let's look it up.
I'm right. I don't know how to find out. How do you find out? What's the easiest way to find that out?
Do we have a Wikipedia? I'm not even on the internet. We don't even have internet in this house. Do you have internet?
Yeah, I got internet.
2016. Is that right? May 20th, 2016.
Yeah, so it's like almost 6 years.
2016 minus 2021. A math I should be able to do in my head. 5 years. I'm right.
I majored in history and love learning about random historical fun facts. Through a $69,000 grant from Yale.
Nice.
I have created my new segment, Archival Avenue, non-spawn, where I share a good old DB fun fact. Mm-hmm. Here's today's. Any
Your
guesses?
Your first episode was May 20th, 2016.
Was 5 years ago or 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Busy Boys. Wait, what? Oh, okay. Busy Boys episodes 22 and 84 and the Christmas episode episodes 28 and 79, also episode 80, was called the Other Christmas Episode.
We should call this episode
the other Christmas episode. Dude, that's so funny. That's very funny. Dude, that's gonna suck for people that are like, this episode's so good. What's it called? What's called? Well, it was the other Christmas episode.
Fuck, that's really funny.
What a troll to the audience.
Yeah. Stupid show.
Karen sends a history of saying DB Spotify playlist.
What?
With a bunch of cowboy smiles emojis. Hey boys, just want to send a short email saying I love y'all and you have gotten through a lot of rough times with my mental health recently. I'm sure they're trying to say you've gotten me through them.
There's no way to know for sure though.
I appreciate what you do immensely. Speaking of mental health, what do you guys do to stay positive/hopeful?
Steve doesn't. You cannot.
I just started crying.
Fuck, man.
Well, I'm struggling with it right now, to be quite honest with you, Karen. But, you know, I'll be back on the Mike.
Let's throw it over to Mike. I just always like to be doing something or making something.
Staying busy.
I like to make stuff. Even if it's not going anywhere, it makes me happy to make stuff.
The frog from...
The Warner Brothers frog
just come in the room?
No, man. And it's fun to look forward to making things, but that's like my DNA. You got to figure out what you like and then fucking devote some time to doing what you like. It takes some time for you. And then you could look forward to doing your hobbies, and that'd be nice.
I love that, Mike. That's nice. That's good advice.
It's very general advice.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. And it's nicer than my advice.
General advice.
Which wasn't advice. Karen says, anyways, goodbye for now. Stay safe and healthy. Sincerely, your two horn honky baby born gal.
What did she say about Dynamic Banter playlist?
Oh, she says, P.S. I've been making a playlist on Spotify of songs that have been played in episodes of Dynamic Banter. Suggestions?
What is her name?
Karen.
Taryn?
Heron.
Heron? Black Tar Heron?
Heron. It's like Aaron. My father's name was Aaron, and his father's name was Harry. So I had to name my son Heron.
Hank Aaron's nickname was Heron. I see two playlists, and one says Dynamic Banter Best Episodes.
Uh-huh.
And...
Oh, maybe they're just making it for themselves. You got to make it public.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to make it public. And also, people in the DB subreddit or the DB discords that are out there, you guys should work together on some kind of DB playlist.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about songs we love and shit, too. We talk about Soul Coughing and the Beatles and
yeah,
bunch of shit. So if you wanted to just put together, like...
We talk about songs we good like all songs? The time.
Yeah.
I was thinking about a song that I like that I wanted to talk to you about. It was a Huey Lewis and the News song.
Oh, fuck.
And it was a... Hey, this is it. Please let me know. I love that fucking song.
That's great.
There's song. Another person who did a Dynamic Banter playlist, and it's like 15 episodes of Dynamic Banter and two 120 minute long Patrice O'Neal things.
Okay.
And that's pretty tight.
All right. It's just like Dynamic Banter esque.
No,
comedy?
It's like a bunch of our episodes and then two Patrice O'Neal episodes. Ugh,
maybe that was an accident.
Yeah.
Or who knows? Maybe it's connected somehow.
Add to playlist. I don't care which one.
All right, let's do one more and then we'll say goodbye. Cooper sends an email saying, Fremont Street Experience. What's up, horn fuckers? It's Cooper again, your favorite Werewolves of London ruining friend. After listening to the last episode... Oh, actually, I forgot why you ruined it.
Do you want me to remind you?
No.
Okay.
Is there like a cough in the song or something? No. I can't remember. No, don't tell me.
It's so good, though.
I figured I'd share a story about Vegas with you. I went to high school in Vegas. Ooh, rough and tumble.
Digital void.
It was absolutely bonkers at times. After I graduated in 2018, a few childhood friends of mine from New Jersey... Can we kill the...
Somebody playing the snooze-a-phone?
Or something? Clarinet? Kill it with it. Why don't you calm down with the fucking clarinet?
You blow me into a bagpipe?
How about light on the clarinet on this pizza pie we're serving here?
That's a spicy clarinet.
Hey, let's go! Clarinet!
Too much clarinet in your mouth.
Let's send this back and go light on the clarinet.
My compliments to some chefs.
To tonight's chefs. After I graduated in 2018, a few childhood friends... Ooh, time to take our heart medicine. A few childhood friends of mine. God, it's gonna be like that someday when we do Dynamic Banter. We're too old.
Yeah.
Fuck, I take my goddamn heart medicine.
Yeah.
Mike, will you inject me with?
It's time for the ads and give each other shots.
It's my time for Mike and I to give each other the new COVID vaccine.
You know what time it is. We have a theme song for it. Mike and Steven give each other COVID vaccine.
Time to get vaxxed. 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 We're like, we're just slowly crossing arms. Jesus Christ,
man, I can't wait.
Can't wait. A few childhood friends of mine from New Jersey came to visit me and my friend in Vegas for a week in June. It was a week full of debauchery with the highlights taking place on, you guessed it, Fremont Street. We decided to do a bit of mushroom and have a fun night. We drove to Fremont, snacking on mushies, intent on eating at Denny's until the shrooms kicked in. This night, there happened to be a wicked dust storm brewing, with winds strong enough to shift the weight of my car full of five dudes when we stopped at a stoplight.
Hell yeah. What a sought-after car.
Get some more dudes in that car.
Yeah, I think we're at max capacity for dudes in the car.
Yeah, we just about filled our dude quota here tonight, boys. Get two more dudes in there. Put another dude. Call one more dude.
I bet if we hold our breath, we can fit
one more dude in here. Yeah, we going to the club. But we need one more dude. One more dude. There's only four dudes, and we need one more dude. One more dude in the club. Let one more dude. What this club needs is a couple more dudes. What this dance floor needs a couple more dudes. This dance floor needs a couple more dudes. The beat. even a song you can dance to.
No, it's not.
Hey, if we're ever gonna fuck some chicks, we need a couple more. Dude.
Have the kind of night I want to have tonight. We're gonna need a couple more tunes.
Listen, they won't let us in until we have a couple more days. We can paint a cover and drop the pod. Couple more days and our new insurance. We got our new insurance. The new insurance that we got. New insurance. The new insurance that we're gonna
call. And when you go to Denny's, the guy at the front takes a look. And sees five dudes, and is like,
Need more dudes.
This Denny's needs more dudes.
Man, this Denny's is missing something. Is it the Grand Slam? No, they have
more
Grand
dudes. I think we need more dudes. We parked in a garage and headed to Denny's, where we met our server. God bless this poor woman. She explained to
us. Thank God it was a woman.
How she's had a long day. Just finished serving a party of 30.
Dudes?
That's... We need some more dudes. That's a lot of dudes.
Now we're talking.
2, 3, 4. We got 30 dudes. 30 dudes. 30 dudes in this motherfucking Denny's. 30 dudes. 30 dudes.
Dudes in the
That's the name of the track. 30 dudes in the Denny's. Tonight's the night.
Dude, did you go see 30 dudes at the Denny's open up for fire? Yeah.
Oh, fuck, my chest hurts. Oh.
Couple more dudes.
So those 30 dudes were nervous about driving home in the dust storm, so they stayed. Boy, was she unaware of what chaos we would bring. The shroom started to hit about halfway through our meal. And I could tell because my friend Santino, hey, Santino. Let me look. Yeah, we can fit some more dudes in there. We can fit some more dudes in there. All right, everybody, who's having a great time tonight? What we're gonna do is we're gonna get all the dudes of it. If you're a dude, get up on stage. We're gonna get all the dudes of it.
If you're a dude, you got front row pass and you stage.
Yeah, you gotta fill when you do 30 dudes in a Denny's. You gotta get all the dudes in the show up on stage. Yeah,
nobody dance.
Just stand there. Don't you fucking dance or you're getting kicked out. So halfway through their meal, their mushies kicked in. He says, I could tell because my friend Santino was staring at a wall with a picture of pancakes on it and laughing.
Nice.
Instantly, I knew shit was about to get funky. From there, I continued to spill my water all over the table. Sloppy steaks. My friend Sam dropped his entire plate on his lap, and we only had $5 cash for a tip. I still feel bad about that. So if you're out there, I owe you at least $20. After our meal, we went out under the big LED display and watched the light show.
You got to pay that forward somehow. You got to find some way to repay the universe. Yeah, your debt. That'll follow you around.
The shrooms made it feel like I was in a Star Wars space battle.
Couple more shrooms.
Dodging blaster bolts and flying an X-Wing. Eventually, we made our way to the venerable Golden Nugget. And spent the rest of the night staring at the sign out front and wandering the halls of a hotel we weren't even staying in. It was fun. I have plenty of stories about growing up in Vegas, like getting drugged with PCP as a junior in high school.
No good. No good to have that experience.
Give me a holler if you want to hear that one. He put his phone number. Just send us another History Road. Love Cooper the super duper pooper scooper.
Cooper, of course his name is Cooper.
What are we hanging with Cooper and Santino?
Dude.
We're going to Denny's, bro?
Obviously there's a lot of dudes hanging out with Cooper.
Alright, bro, hang on. Yo, is this Hayden? Graydon?
You know it is, yo, bro. Is this Cooper Choo Choo Pooper Dooper?
You ready for this fucking idea, bro?
Okay, lay it in.
We're gonna do some mushrooms.
Oh, fucking bunk mushies?
We're gonna bunk mush and we're gonna crump them down into our gumpers.
I'm listening.
We're gonna go down to the Fremont Street Experience and wander around.
Oh man, that sounds blarn out.
Maybe get weird and piss on each other.
What? What'd you say?
Get some moons over my hammy at the Denny's, bro.
Sounds like it. Now, is it just me and you, guy?
What if I told you? 30 guys. 30 guys, 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 30 guys,
Oh, dude, we can make some room in Zoom-a-Doom-Doom down to Fremont and Gloom and Doom in the Denny's with shrooms. We fucking Santino, bro.
Do you think there's some room for...
There's always room, always room, always room for a couple more dudes.
Why is it a scary song? It's kind of scary.
I don't know why it's scary, but it is.
All right, send us in that email telling us about the time you were drugged with PCP as a junior in high school, Cooper, the super duper pooper scooper.
That's not good. You don't fuck around with that stuff, Cooper.
All right. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Also,
on the
in
show.
That email, tell me how long you've been playing lacrosse, Cooper. Listen, on December 1st, we're going to be at the Crystal Ballroom in Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts. I think it's close to Somerville. And we'll be entering Winterville at the time. And then December 2nd, we'll be in Brooklyn Zoo. Shame on you when you step through to the Old Dirty Bastard. And we'll be in Brooklyn, and you should buy tickets for that. Here's what happens when and if we sell out a theater, 300-400 people. The theaters all talk to each other, and they're like, you gotta have these two. We didn't have any idea who they were when they came in, and then they talked almost exclusively about cum for 2 hours on our prestigious stage. And then we go into a different place, and we do that again, and we do that all over the country. We meet every single one of you. So turn out and turn up. And
you guys want to put your money where your mouth is? You think these boys entertain you on the weekly? Every week you guys get your spirits lifted? You live anywhere near the East Coast? Then come see your boys. Pay it forward. See your boys. We'll give you a good show.
If
even
you've ever
better
left
than the show.
A bad tip accidentally, come
time
see
to
your
pay
boys.
It forward, yeah. And it's quite an experience when we do this thing live, guys. The energy is top notch.
We did our last show holding our breath under 6 feet of water.
That's right. I almost died. All right, well, please come see us. Please come. And Mike, you got a Friends and Friends show tonight.
It's tonight. Surrounded. The Improv, Hollywood Improv, gave me another late show after that. They added a second show.
Whoa.
So we'll be doing...
It's going to be a night of comedy.
Night of comedy tonight.
Mayor of Hollywood's going to be there.
The Mayor of Hollywood might be there. And if you want to get crowd worked late into the night at the Hollywood Improv, you got to come. It's sold out the past like 3 times in a row. And it's awesome, and it's growing, and it's very cool. It's a fun night.
Well, I hope to see you guys there, and I hope you guys go, and it's going to be a real fun night, huh? So why don't you say happy holidays to your loved ones? Turn your clocks back 2 hours tonight, and have a good pizza pie in your bed.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.